The following is an initiation lecture given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, recorded on July 22nd, 2001 at Bhaktivedanta Manor.
Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada would often sing these prayers, especially to invoke the divine presence and blessing of our previous acharyas and the Supreme Personality of God. In these prayers, we are praying for the infinite causeless mercy of Sri Guru Parampara. Srila Prabhupada emphasized this with great sincerity. Evam parampara praptam idam rajashadavid. That if we want true knowledge of the highest conception of the Absolute Truth, then we must submissively hear from the spiritual master who is representing the great disciplic succession of acharyas. The knowledge of pure devotional service was first revealed to Lord Brahma at the very beginning of the creation of this universe. From him to his son Narada, then to Vedavyas, and it has come through perfectly this line of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. When we take initiation, we are formally linked to the mercy of all of these great acharyas. The history of the lives of the great personalities of our sampradaya and how they sacrificed their body, mind, words, and souls to present the pure knowledge of Krishna consciousness is the greatest inspiration to us. Just as sometimes we go to persons' houses and we see photo of their father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, and other ancestors, and they're very proud of their connection to them. When we take birth into spiritual life through the mercy of Guru, it is these great personalities who become our spiritual forefathers. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, such great personalities. Factually, when we are sincerely trying to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, the support, the blessings, the mercy of all these great acharyas are showering upon us. What a glorious opportunity was given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada declared himself to be the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He especially wanted this written on every temple and on every publication. Even if the devotees wrote on the book by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he was not happy. He insisted, must say, founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. ISKCON is Prabhupada's life's mission. It is offering of intimate ecstatic love to his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, and all the previous acharyas. Prabhupada said that ISKCON was his body. But Prabhupada also said that when he was seriously contemplating how to serve his Guru Maharaj, to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya all over the world in the English language, he came upon a purport by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, wherein it is stated that real determination, resolute determination, is when one makes the order of the spiritual master one's life and soul. The order that Srila Prabhupada received was to spread Krishna consciousness according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings all over the world in the English language. ISKCON in 1966 was personally established by Srila Prabhupada as his offering to his Guru Maharaj, as the execution of his service to his spiritual master. Therefore, we can understand that this mission is not only Srila Prabhupada's body, but it is his life and soul. As the founder Acharya, Krishna personally established Srila Prabhupada as the prominent Acharya, spiritual master of our society. It is through the shiksha of his books and the way he organized and directed the devotees' lives that is the basis and the standard of our lives. Under Srila Prabhupada's instruction and with his blessings, there will be for many generations, for the next 10,000 years, Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus, Bharatma Pradashtaka Gurus, senior Vaishnavas in various positions who are sharing this divine message and teaching us how to apply it to our life. That it is for all of us, whatever our positions, to work together to assist Srila Prabhupada in his service to his spiritual master, to spread pure love of God throughout the world. Therefore, we all have a very intimate relationship with Srila Prabhupada, and that will grow according to our faith and our surrender. But it is the sacred principle of Parampara, as taught by Mahaprabhu himself, Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Das 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 Anudas, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, we should honor and respect with highest esteem the Diksha Guru, the Shiksha Guru, because they are representing Prabhupada, they are representing Parampara, they are representing Krishna in our lives. Srila Prabhupada has so kindly blessed the world by his incredible sacrifice to give Krishna to others, by his example and by his words. And when we asked him, how can we pay you back, Srila Prabhupada? He wanted nothing for himself. He said, what I am giving you, you give to others. That is our service. So today, those of you who are taking vows of initiation, you should understand it is the most serious and important thing that you have ever done in your lives. Srila Prabhupada emphasized that accepting spiritual master should never be as a fashion for some social status. There's no other consideration in which we approach a spiritual master in our sampradaya, except with the willingness to surrender our lives, to purify our hearts, and attain pure devotional service. We will chant before the yajna the sacred mantra, Om apavitra pavitro va sarvavastam katopi va yasmaret pundarikaksam sabayabhyantarasuj. Whether we are purified or unpurified, or even passing through all various circumstances of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed supreme personality of Godhead is purified within and without. Krishna is pavitra. He is all pure. If we connect to Krishna, somehow or other, we become purified. There are 9 processes of devotional service. By all of these 9 processes, we can be connected to Krishna in the mood of service. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, of the 9 processes of devotional service, which is most important? Lord Chaitanya said, the chanting of the holy names. It is the Yuga Dharma. When Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya was speaking to Prakashananda Saraswati Thakura, he explained his own relationship with his own Guru Maharaj. And in doing so, he taught what is the proper state of mind of a disciple. Actually, Srila Prabhupada taught that even if the disciple thinks that he knows better than the spiritual master in certain ways, he should never present himself in that way, unless the spiritual master personally asks, and then it should be offered as a service. Lord Chaitanya told Prakashananda Saraswati that he presented himself before his Guru Maharaj as the greatest fool, who didn't know anything. And similarly, my Guru accepted me as a fool. Similarly, Sanatan Goswami, he happened to be greatest scholar, aristocratic multimillionaire, powerful political leader. But when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Guru Maharaj, he presented himself as fool number one. I do not know who I am, where I'm coming from, where I'm going, what is the goal of life, why I'm suffering these threefold miseries of material existence. And yet people call me a scholar, and I am so impudent that I believe them. I know nothing. I'm helpless. I seek shelter of you. Please instruct me. Lord Chaitanya said to Sanatan Goswami, actually, you know everything. But it is the nature of a Vaishnava just to set the proper standard of conduct for others. You are speaking like this. Tagvidi pranipatena pariprasnena se upatekshantite jnanam jnaninastatvatarsha. The qualification of a disciple is to inquire submissively how to love Krishna, how to serve Krishna. That is our purpose. It is not the purpose of the spiritual master to approach for our economic problems or our health problems. He may give us guidance, but his real purpose is to teach us how to surrender to Krishna. We must inquire submissively and be eager to render service. And the purpose of the spiritual master is simply to be faithful, by words and by life example, to present the conclusions of the previous acharyas of Parampara. And when these 2 principles are fulfilled, then transcendental knowledge is revealed. Lord Chaitanya said, after wandering through millions and millions of species of life, when one finally comes in contact with the spiritual master, he plants the seed of devotion within our heart. Please know, there is nothing more valuable in all of creation than that seed of devotion that you have been given. It's more precious than the most valuable diamond. It's more precious than our very lives, our families, our properties. It's more precious than all the wealth in creation. We must protect it. Therefore, we take these vows of initiation to follow the four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, these are the four pillars of sinful life that degrade the soul and obscure the quality of our real nature. Jivara Swarupoya Krishnara Nityadas, as the eternal servants of Krishna. Along with protecting the seed of devotion very carefully, we must water the seed by hearing the glories of the Lord regularly, by associating with devotees of the Lord, and especially by practicing the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya said that his Guru Maharaj gave him a particular verse which was essential for him to contemplate and to apply to his life. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatya anyata. The chanting of the holy names of Lord Hari is the only means of deliverance in this age of Kali. There is no other way. It is the Yuga Dharma. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has descended in his name in the age of Kali. Our spiritual lives on the path of true bhakti is utterly dependent on how much faith we develop in the holy name of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained, faith comes by hearing in the association of devotees. Prabhupada said, anyone who thinks they can become Krishna conscious outside of the association of devotees is insane. We are under attack by all the forces of Maya, both outside and from within, our own minds and egos. We need each other. We need support. We need strength. Therefore, in this age of Kali Yuga, the Yuga Dharma is Harinam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy names, which means we utterly need the association of sincere devotees in order to properly chant the holy names. Mahaprabhu taught, Nam Namakari Bahuta Nija Sarvashaktis. All Krishna's powers and energies are within his name. Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Das Vigraha. The name is Krishna. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur taught that people who think that they can achieve realization of the rasas of Braja by meditating on the leelas of Krishna, by meditating on particular services that we're rendering to Krishna, are befooling themselves. Because in this age of Kali, it is practically impossible for anyone to go beyond the level of imagination through that process. In the age of Kali, the direct, effective, and most sublime means of achieving the highest goals is by attentively chanting the holy names. When we learn to offenselessly chant the holy names, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells us exactly what's going to happen. First, we realize that Krishna is non-different than his name. Krishna is his name. Then we realize from within our heart, by Krishna's mercy, his eternal divine form of Shamsundar. Through continuously chanting the holy name, gradually Krishna reveals his qualities, his wonderful attributes, his eternal associates. Through further purification of chanting the holy names of Krishna, Krishna reveals is unlimited eternal pastimes in the spiritual world from within our hearts. And ultimately, he reveals to us, not through imaginative process, but by direct realization, revelation, and experience, what is our eternal identity and what role we play in assisting the divine pastimes of Radha Gokulananda in the spiritual world. The ultimate purification, the supreme goal of life, it is possible simply by learning how to properly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This Maha Mantra is the most effective cure, the most effective medicine to heal us from the disease of ignorance. And what is that ignorance? Forgetfulness of our relationship with Krishna. That is the source of all ignorance. Enechi ashadi maya nashi barolagi harina maha mantra lautumi magi. Mahaprabhu is praying, I have the medicine to cure all your ills. The name of Krishna. Prabhupada taught us chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Actually, we don't need anything else except the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, I have seen and considered everything within all the 14 planetary systems, and I have come to the conclusion that Krishna, only your name can save me. We must learn to chant the holy names, seriously taking shelter of Krishna within his name. We must have complete faith. One time Srila Prabhupada was with some of his senior disciples in the early 70s. And he looked at each one of them individually and said, do you have complete faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Now when Prabhupada asks you that question, and he's looking in your eyes, and you feel that glance going through your mind, through your intelligence, through your ego, and it's piercing right into your soul, nobody could answer him. Prabhupada said, if you simply have complete faith that Krishna is not different than his name, just the people in our movement today, we could take over the entire world in 18 days and make it Vaikuntha. Krishna consciousness means the development of faith in Krishna's holy name and in the association of his devotees. This is the essence, the basis of our lives. And we're willing to accept anything or reject anything for the purpose of developing that faith. That should be our aspiration, to have this commitment and this sincerity. Haridas Thakur explained that one is less intelligent if they're thinking that by chanting the holy names they could attain material prosperity, elevation to the heavenly planets, mystic powers, or even liberation from all sufferings. So these are all, at the best, insignificant byproducts of the chanting of the holy name. The real goal is unadulterated, pure love for Krishna, prema bhakti. And in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, acharyas will not allow our direction in life to move away from that goal. That is why we urgently need the association of devotees. By chanting the holy names without offense, all our desires will be fulfilled in full. Therefore, we must understand these 10 offenses to the holy name and carefully guard against them. The first offense is to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared the seed of bhakti, and he compared the devotee to a gardener who's trying to grow that seed of bhakti. Offenses to Vaishnavas, he compared to the mad elephant. Allowing such a mad elephant into the garden, he will certainly tear apart everything we've done for so many years. I'd like to tell you a very beautiful story about a devotee. She is one of my god sisters. Her name is Ladini. Ladini joined in about 1969. She was a person who had no other purpose in life except service to Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. She was utterly surrendered. One of the real legends of our movement. For years and years at New Vrindavan to serve Lord Jagannath as Pujari, she was a very wonderful lady. Very humble, very gentle. But for the service of Jagannath, she would have to go out with an axe and chop down trees and cut it into firewood and cook with smoky wood. Go to the well dozens of times a day, even in the winter, lowering a bucket into a well and pulling it up. And she was from a city. Never complained. Never wanted anything. Anything that was ever asked of her, with a smile, she would say, "Thank you. Please give me more service." She never said no to anyone for devotional service. She was incredible. She was beyond human when we would see her. And then when she would go out preaching, how she would preach. She had such faith in the holy name, such faith that the deity is non-different than Krishna. Once in Cincinnati, Ohio, she was doing Harinam with her Gorni Thai deities on a table. And there were so many brahmacharis and matajis, they were all dancing and chanting. The police came, whole group of policemen. They say, "You have 5 minutes to be out of here." So the devotees were all leaving and packing up the books and everything. 5 minutes went by, and Ladini and one sannyasi were still there. So the police were dragging them into a police car. Ladini said to the policeman that, "You can't arrest me unless you arrest them, because we are working under their command." She was pointing to the deities. She said it with such conviction. This is a true story. The police actually arrested the deities. They brought them downtown to the police station, put them in prison. The sannyasi, Ladini, and the deities, Gorni Thai. And then they had to go before the magistrate for the pressing of charges. And they asked, "Before we press charges, we want to know, what is your explanation, what you're doing and why?" So the sannyasi was giving very standard promotional lines. He said, "Actually, we're feeding people all over the world. We're feeding starving people in Africa and in India. And we're doing so many other wonderful things. And we're just trying to spread love of God and goodness and welfare to humanity wherever we go. But we promise we won't do this again in your city." You see, you can do walking Harinam, but they were stationary. That's against the law. So the sannyasi was talking like this. And Ladini said, "No, we will do it again." She looked at the policeman, pointed her finger. She said, "There is nothing within all your powers that could stop us from doing this again, because we are acting under their command." Pointing at Gorni Thai. She said, "This is Lord Nityananda, and he's a madman. He doesn't care for any rules and regulations. He will spread love of God even to the greatest sinners like Jagai and Madhai. If you want to press charges against them, because they have ordered us. No one else has ever ordered like this, but Nityananda Prabhu has ordered us to go to every town, to every village, and preach the glories of the holy names. There's nothing that you or anyone else can do to stop us." Hare Krishna. Fearless. The sannyasi was afraid he'd never get out of jail. And she didn't care. The police were so impressed by her faith, her conviction, and she wasn't speaking with ego, she was speaking honestly, that they just said, "Let them go."
Go, Vrindavan!
Years later, Madini was in Africa, preaching in Liberia, where there was a revolution, and there was a military of dacoits who took over the government. And she was still there. She wrote me a letter. In that letter, she explained that hundreds of people are being killed in cold blood every day without discrimination. There's no value of human life here anymore. And she's out preaching. She said, but I can tell you, and she wrote in big letters, I have no fear of death. I have only one fear in life, that I may offend a Vaishnava. A few weeks later, the leader of that gang of dacoits, who took control of the government, came to the temple with some of his armed soldiers. They took all the devotees out of the temple and lined the men up and said, we're going to kill you all. But this man knew Fladini because she preached to him and he liked her. He said, but I will not harm any of the women. You can go. Then he started shooting the men. And Ladini cried out, I cannot stand here and allow you to offend these devotees. You can't do this to devotees. He was shooting, surrounded by several men with rifles. And as he was shooting, she jumped on him, grabbed his hand so he couldn't shoot, knowing 100% that she's going to be dead within seconds. And she was crying. She said, I cannot live and see you doing this to the Vaishnavas. They shot her and killed her as she was chanting Hare Krishna. That is sincerity. She considered it an offense to stand by idly as devotees were being killed. She would rather die herself in a feeble, impossible mission to stop it than to live long life without trying to help to serve the Vaishnavas. She's a great soul. She didn't die. Thakur Bhakti Vinod said, die to live, that is a Vaishnava. And live to spread the holy name around. Her example is a beacon of what we should aspire for. So we should be very careful not to offend the Vaishnavas. We should serve the Vaishnavas. One time, a Brahman approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said that I have blasphemed you and I have blasphemed your devotees. What should I do? Lord Chaitanya said, criticism of devotees is like drinking poison with your mouth. And glorifying devotees is like drinking nectar. The only antidote for poison is nectar. He said, never again criticize and blaspheme devotees. But with your mouth, always chant the glories of the Vaishnavas and sing the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. The second offense is to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Krishna is the source of all the demigods. He's the source of everything that exists. Generally, people worship demigods because they want material benedictions. But we chant the name of Krishna and worship Krishna for pure devotional service. It is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam that just like pouring water on the root of the tree nourishes all parts of the tree, if you please Krishna, all the demigods are superbly pleased. He is the source of everything. At the same time, we should never, ever, ever disrespect the demigods because they are great, empowered servants of Krishna. To unnecessarily belittle or ridicule or criticize the demigods is Vaishnava Aparadha. The third offense is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. The words of the spiritual masters are the words of Krishna. And we should be very, very conscientious to apply those instructions to our life. To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. To consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. To give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. To commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. Prabhupada often preached about this offense. It is tendency. If we think that we can sin and then rectify it simply by chanting, and then purposely sin again with this idea, that is a great offense. If we accidentally fall down, then certainly the holy name will purify us. But if we deliberately fall down, thinking that the holy name will protect me, that is very, very offensive. To consider the chanting of Hare Krishna as one of the auspicious ritualistic activities in the Vedas, as fruitive activities. To instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. To not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name. And to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must carefully guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success, love for Krishna. Please take this Harinam initiation very seriously. Prabhupada told us it is the beginning of our spiritual lives. To the degree you take it seriously, to that degree you will make advancement in devotional service. I am a very insignificant and fallen soul. To be honest with you, I don't know what I'm doing here. A few years ago I was just milking a few cows on the top of a mountain, some forest. Before that I was living in caves.
What's the name of the place?
Forest is called New Vrindavan. And today, by the order of the Vaishnavas, we are performing this service. Actually, it is the order of Srila Prabhupada, coming through the devotees. And it is my great fortune that Srila Prabhupada is allowing me to assist him in this way, in helping all of you to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Thank you very much.
Raghunath Maharaj ki jai.